Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service ad agency, InsightCubed.com, and the elite training team at Taro International. Achieve, lead, outclass at Taro.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. We're starting a brand new feature on Tuesdays here. And one of the reasons that we're doing this is we get so many interactions with small businesses out there that are struggling, trying to figure out social media, trying to figure out marketing, trying to figure out what their next step is, what's the power of Instagram, Facebook Messenger, how are the analytics changing on Facebook. All of those questions are daily issues that small businesses have. And with us on this regular segment, and we've been friends a long time, his name is Phil James. He's with Good Milkshake, and we're going to dive in every Tuesday afternoon into some marketing ideas and thoughts for your small business. Phil, welcome. Good to have you here, man.
Michael, it's great to be here. Yeah. I come here because I always get tips on how to dress. Because I come here, like, you know, there's nobody that has a radio show that's better dressed than Michael Libby.
You know,
I mean, like,
yeah.
You can come in here in your underwear.
Yeah. And nobody know, right?
Well, yeah, there might be a couple people that know. But the police would probably know.
Exactly. But, yeah. So, well, you know, this is a business show, right. And you have to, you know, just kind of that way. So that's what I do.
I'm impressed.
Well, thank you. So, Phil, tell us a little bit about you. You've been in this marketing sphere for a long time. I remember years ago when you were the guy for Gusto Pizza. Still are, by the way. But
well, they brought me back.
Yeah. Tell us about this.
Well, yeah, a couple of years ago, my brother and I opened up Mars Cafe together. You know, after about a year, I decided we'd rather be brothers and business partners. So we kind of separated there. But what I learned, I really cut my teeth on MySpace back then in email marketing. And I realized I had a knack for it when that entire year we spent $400 in marketing. Hmm. And, you know, you need tons of volume in a place like that. I'll tell you, my first encounter with a Facebook ad was at Mars. It was in 2006. Was June of 2006, and as far as I know, Mars Cafe was the very first in Iowa to have a Facebook ad, because they offered it at midnight on June the 1st. They opened up with their opportunity. So anyway, I cut my teeth way back then.
Way back. That's 12 years ago, man.
Yeah, and I've kind of jumped in and out since then. A number of years ago, I started Good Milkshake with the idea of helping restaurants out. And what I found is that it's not just restaurants that need help. It's
everybody.
Lots and lots and lots of people. So anyway, I got a unique perspective as a former business owner and somebody that, actually practices this stuff. And I find it fun. Like, I pull up my laptop every day, and my wife makes fun of me because I pull it up and, like, my face lights up. It's like I'm just a kid, you know? It's great. And especially knowing that these are people with their entire livelihoods on the line. And it's serious.
Every small business owner is that way.
But it's not just the small business owners. It's the people that work for them.
Right.
It's the person delivering the milk. It's the beer distributors.
Everything flows downhill, doesn't it?
And it's the radio stations.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's we take a lot of this stuff for granted in our town. And, you know, I appreciate the fact that you talk about local business.
Well, I mean, that's where we cut our teeth on this 5 years ago now. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
So your passion is to help small businesses demystify the world of marketing. And you and I are kind of in that same space. But this, because so many small businesses have so many questions, and they don't have time. Right. That's the other thing. You know, everybody that owns a business out there or is managing a business is deluged. What do I do? Do I do Instagram? Do I do Facebook? What social media should I do? Should I do a blog? Should I do Twitter? And it goes on and on and on. And they keep adding things to the mixture.
Yeah.
So we want to, during this segment, over the next several months, what we hope to do is break down some really simple tasks that people can start to utilize.
That's not my goal here. My goal is to completely overwhelm people. I want them screaming at the radio. That's my goal.
No, we can't have that, man. They're already screaming at the radio. So what are we going to talk about today? What's on Phil's mind? well, good milkshake.
Well, there are a couple of things that I've just been sort of preaching the last couple of weeks, and specifically around the changes that Facebook is implemented in their algorithm.
And we've talked a bit about this, but let's go ahead and tell
us. Just I don't want people turning the channel yet. It's very important stuff if you market on Facebook, okay? A number of years ago when Facebook first opened up the floodgates for business, say it was, you know, 2009, 2008, somewhere around there, they basically just let businesses run with the news feed.
Right.
And they basically said, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to allow people to post things and they'll just show up no matter what. And then people started complaining about that. Our news feed is too cluttered. Facebook is smart, super smart, obviously, you know, being as big as they are. And they said, they saw what was on the horizon. They said, we don't want to become MySpace. We don't want the... We don't want marketers to ruin it.
Got it.
And marketers ruin everything. We just, you know... And so what we need to do, what they said is we need to declutter it. So they created this algorithm called EdgeRank. And what it did is it was kind of Mark Zuckerberg's and his team's, brainchild is to basically show more friends and family type stuff.
People that we're really concerned with.
I mean, I want to see my aunt's recipes, kinda sometimes, right? But
or my wife's puns,
right? She's the best,
isn't she? Oh. Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah. So the point is that what they did recently is they've done this a couple different times. They have set up the algorithm a couple different times to basically have it so that it would show less and less and less of that stuff. And the result is businesses that were spending so much time and energy into creating content that would get engaged and were suddenly seeing their post engagement go way down.
Got it.
And so a couple things happened. People tried to game the system a little bit, and that worked for a while. Facebook cut that out. People tried to game the system some more in Facebook. So right now we're down to this like really tiny sliver of a chance for a local restaurant to get noticed, or a local auto body shop to get noticed. And so they are highly prioritizing really well made engaging content, and it's got to be super great. You can't post nonsense anymore.
In other words, you can't say, come to our place of business mm-hmm. because we're having a 20% off sale tomorrow.
I would much rather have somebody spend 5 minutes extra on a post, think about what they're actually writing, get a decent video together, and do that twice a week rather than doing 5 or 6 or 10 posts per week.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
So, okay. So let's talk about what do they mean when they're talking about engagement?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
That means anytime somebody likes a picture, let's say if there's somebody that's a slow reader, that actually this is true, it scrolls down their feed, they look at it for a couple of seconds, Facebook knows that. Facebook basically knows everything there is to know about you. Even if you're only on once a month, they know how many, they know your house, where you live. They know the, they probably know
your
income.
What your pets have, yeah.
Yep. They know, I'm sure you see all the pet ads from all your pets. And so the fact is that they give all this stuff, this information, not specifically about you, but in general. Let's say if I wanted to target Michael, I think I have enough information on you to know that I could target an ad that you would see in your newsfeed.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that small business owners, they need to stay on top of this stuff, because even if you have somebody else paying somebody else to do this stuff, and you want to see real results, you have to be able to talk this language with them in a way that you can understand what they're doing. Because if you're paying somebody to go out and do this for you, I mean, you know, you got to make sure that you understand this stuff.
When we come to understanding, when we talk about post engagement, and I think you said that very well, Phil. We're talking with Phil James. He's the owner of Good Milkshake, and this is a regular segment that we're having to do with marketing for business. When you talk about post engagement, those are those kinds of things that get lots of comments.
Mm-hmm.
Those are and you know, Facebook for the longest time has two settings. You can set most recent or most popular.
Mm-hmm.
And so the most popular, which really angers me sometimes because, you know, somebody writes something political on there and it'll get, you know, 60 different comments, and that's showing up in your news feed all the time. So I don't want to read that. I want to see what are people talking about right now.
Yeah.
So you have to go back. So for business now, which Facebook already knows if you're a business or an individual, you're saying that it's better to put out good content, engaging things like – like what? We have two cookies at our, you know, do you like peanut butter and, you know, or do you like chocolate chip?
Here's how I would prioritize it, okay? I prioritize it in terms of, number one, live video. If you're not doing Facebook live video, there's probably no point in you ever having a Facebook page going forward. They are prioritizing it so much because they want to take over YouTube. They want to take over the majority of YouTube's traffic, and they're doing a great job doing it, by the way. And what they're doing is they're if you have an idea, let's say I would love for you and Georgie, your beautiful bride, to have a show about your pets. I would watch that all day. All right?
And she'd love to do
it. She'd love to. Right? And you could throw puns in there and that sort of thing. But that's the idea. You have to start thinking about yourself as a media company. You are no longer just a restaurant. You're a media company first. Once you start thinking about that in yourself in terms of how can I create stuff that people are going to watch? And that's a lot of pressure for some people.
And it is video. You know, we've been saying for years that the transition to video has got to be a major portion of your marketing spend.
No doubt about it.
And can you do good video on your own?
You can. I know people that, especially now, this is all you need. If you have a phone that has capability to connect to the internet, you pull it up and do a live video, you can get more interaction on that you can do from you know, 10 photo posts. So the fact is, most people, think about this 20 years ago. 20 years ago, you had, you know, you'd have to come into a studio like this to do a podcast.
Right
now, I can just pull out my phone, record it, and upload it to iTunes, and it, you know, I can have it up there by this afternoon. It's incredible. It's an incredible world. So people think that there's this huge barrier. No, there's not. All you need is a decent idea. You need to be somewhat engaging and, you know, somewhat interesting. You could be dull. I don't care. But just get yourself on video and put yourself out there.
And it's also important, isn't it, that it not be too long?
Not necessarily. Okay. I had one of the most engaging videos I've done in the last year was a cooking show I did with one of my my restaurant clients, and you know we basically showed how to make pasta. It took him 15 minutes. I think the video got 1,500 views within the first hour. It was incredible. 15 minutes, and people are sort of sitting there, probably at work, hungry.
But it's something that is of broad interest.
Yeah,
you know, and that's the key.
Yeah,
that's the key. If it's engaging and interesting, good stuff. His name is Phil James, ladies and gentlemen. He is going to be a regular here each and every Tuesday. We'll dig into the weeds. Today we were talking about algorithms and Facebook and what you should be doing if you're a small business person, and the answer is video and engagement, right?
Exactly.
All right.
Well, lots of other stuff too. But
all right, we'll pick this up again next week. Phil James, ladies and gentlemen, we will. If you missed any or all of this conversation, it will be up on our radio blog. All right, we've got to clear on out of here. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, we heard first from Claire Rudison. He was in our small business spotlight earlier today, talking about the opportunities for black businesses in Des Moines. Interesting conversation. Also, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. He's with us each and every day, twisting the dials, making sure that you get this broadcast. Mary Sayer is the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. Patrick Wood is the brand manager for the radio stations. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour. The big boss here at the Des Moines Radio Group is Jeff Delveaux. Music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted exclusively for the Business News Hour. Thank you very much, James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Phil James, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.